Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started our new series called Evermore Proclaim, and it's really our Christmas series where we're looking at how Jesus is the song of your heart. We're taking familiar Christmas carols that most people have sung in church during their lifetime, and what happens is these songs become so familiar that they really just become part of the tradition of Christmas, but these carols are filled with a rich theology that point to some incredible truths in the Bible. And this past Sunday, we looked at O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And so I wanted to share just a quick couple of verses here. One is in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." And if you flip over to Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says this, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So in the passage, you have this, this prophecy that was given through the prophet Isaiah to the people of Israel, that at that time, they were facing an immense amount of political unrest and military unrest because the Assyrians were on the prowl and ready to take over Israel. And God had told the Israelites again and again and again through the generations that if you turn away from me, if you follow other gods, I will take my hand of protection off of you. And that's exactly what he was telling them through the prophet Isaiah, that look, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get taken over by the Assyrians. But at the same time, he gave a promise that one day that there would be a virgin that would have a baby, and that would be a sign to the people of Israel that God is with them, that God is going to eventually fulfill all the promises to them. Then we fast forward all the way to Mary in the story that we're so familiar with from the story of Christmas, is that, you know, the angel came to her and said, "Hey, look, you're going to have a child." And of course she said, "Well, wait a second. I've never been with a guy." And he explains to her that she literally is the fulfillment of the prophecy that went all the way back 700 years before Christ with the prophet Isaiah. And they should name him Emmanuel. That'll be his name, a nickname, if you will, or what they would call him. And the word Emmanuel means God with us. Now, this is important. In the song, O Come, Emmanuel, you know, it really just kind of outlines this rich, beautiful picture of God coming to us. But it highlights a truth that I think deep down, the reason there are so many religions is because we were made in the image of God, and we know deep down that there's a hole in our hearts, that we miss out on connection with God because of our own sin. So we make up religions. We make up some kind of negotiating tactics with God that if we behave like this, then God's going to give us this, or we hope that he will. That if we behave, if we go to church, if we write enough checks, if we stop talking like that, if we stop doing that, or we start doing this, whatever these rules are that we come up with, that somehow we can get up to God. But this prophecy that was fulfilled in Mary, where God came to us through Jesus, that was God coming to us. It's a completely different, it's a different type of thing that we was naturally would never think of. We always think that we have to earn it. We have to find a way to impress God. And yet God is saying, no, I'm coming to you. I'm the answer to your deepest and biggest problem in life, that your sin has separated us, and he is the solution. That's the beauty of Christmas, that God came to us. And I think it's so easy sometimes when we sing these songs to just kind of let them blend in like wallpaper around us. But when we sing these songs this year, let them draw your heart back to the reality that God didn't wait for you to find him. He pursued you. He broke through and came through his own, put on flesh and came as the Son of God, Jesus. Father, I pray that our hearts would never miss out on that truth, that we would be caught up in that again and again, and our hearts would be full of worship that you came for us. So Lord, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take a second before you move on to the next thing and just thank God for him coming to you, and think of all the ways that he pursued you to open your eyes to know that he is the Lord and the Savior. Till next time, God bless.